Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Looks like we got some breaking news here at the top of the show. As one of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball in terms of pitching, Zach Gallen is getting called up. I'll have more on that and everything else going on in fantasy baseball today as FST here on FNTSY starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown.
For three.
Puts it in.
All right, welcome in. This is Craig Mish here on Fantasy Sports Today. Good to be with you guys here on a Wednesday afternoon. We're going to have a little three up, three down coming up pretty soon. Good friend Gray Albright from Razzball.com is going to join us, and we'll talk about this really big story in fantasy happening today. And go figure, I'm the one that's breaking it. Okay, we can live with that. That's why I'm here, to break stories on the air live. Although it doesn't really happen too much at noon Eastern, the day before a player gets called up, but that's kind of where we're at today. So welcome in. Welcome into the show. Let's get right to the top story. We got, first of all, Chris Bavona, as always, producing the show. Great to be with you again, Chris. We got Gray Albright. There you go. We got Gray Albright coming up in about 5 minutes from now. He'll do three up, three down, and then we'll get his thoughts on Zach Gallen. Gray has been, you know, actually, Gray was the one who told me about this. I broke the story. That's kind of true, but Gray just messaged me, hey, did you see what was out there? I'm like, what? So I'm gonna tell Gray that he actually broke the story today. Yeah, that'll be funny. Mike Alexander will be with us a little bit later at @Roto_1, and then Hall of Famer Andre Dawson on our Way Back Wednesday. We could finally use that rejoin today, Chris. We got Andre Dawson coming on the show in the second hour of the show, so he'll be with us as well. So we got a stacked show, so let's break the news. Marlins' best pitching prospect, arguably the best pitching prospect in all of baseball, is getting called up. He's going to start for the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow. His name is Zach Gallen. If you don't know anything about him, let me give you his stats. He has thrown 14 games this season. He has a 9-1 record with a 1.77 earned run average. He's given up 48 hits in 91 innings. He has struck out 112 times, and that's the good news. Here's the bad news. Pablo Lopez of the Marlins, and I'm getting messaged as we're doing the show here, Chris, so just keep this in mind. Bear with me. I'm going to need you more today than I've needed you in a while, okay? Not sure of the severity of Pablo's shoulder injury. Pablo Lopez, who I think most people had really high hopes for this season, but he did have a shoulder issue last year. It looks like it has crept back up again this year, and he is going on the injured list today or tomorrow. And this is a tough, tough injury for those of you who own Lopez, especially in your leagues, in your 12 and 14, 15 team leagues, because I don't think this is going to be of the short-term variety from what I'm hearing. This is something that could keep him out a while, so certainly when it comes to a Major League Baseball player or any player in the big leagues, you hope for the best. But for those of you who have leagues where you're playing in first come, first serve, right now jump in your league and go get Zach Gallen. He'll start against the Cardinals tomorrow. And if any indications as to what's going on with St. Louis, they have not hit anyone this month. They are 29th in average. They are 29th in OBP. They are 28th in OPS. And they couldn't even sniff Jordan Yamamoto from AA, two straight starts, one at home and one on the road. So I would think not just a great option for the rest of the season, but also a pretty good streaming option as well. So We got a lot to get to here on the show, right? We got three up, three down. We'll talk more about what Gallen brings to the table. Logan Allen made his major league debut last night, so we'll dive into that as well for the San Diego Padres. And a little bit later in the show, we'll bring in Mike Alexander, and we'll talk to Andre Dawson. Also, our You Make the Call will go up very shortly. We'll give you an opportunity to choose what we talk about. Chris, maybe we should change this up a little bit based on the subject that we have some news today. We may want to change that, but we're a work in progress, as they say. This is what happens when breaking news happens on the air, and your host is the one that's breaking the news. So this is what we do. This is part of FNTSY. This is what I've done for many, many years. You guys are getting an opportunity to experience it today. The only place in the country where you get breaking news on a fantasy show by the host is me, Craig Mish. And we'll be back with Gray Albright of Razzball on 3 Up, 3 Down right after the break. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour champion, 2017 world number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The morning after.
The longer tenure an umpire has in Major League Baseball, the more wrong calls and bad calls that he makes. Literally and figuratively. Like, statistically speaking, all the best umpires are new umpires. All the old guys, they don't care. They're going to do whatever they want to do according to personality, whether they like the manager, whether they like the pitcher, whether they, you know, how they feel that night.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. Three up, three down. And an interesting three up, three down today as we have Gray Albright from Razzball here on the show. Now, before we do three up, three down, the one thing that you guys know as it pertains to all this stuff is I'm very, very transparent, right? So here's kind of how our breaking news went down with Zach Gallen. I'm working on the show. I'm getting ready, preparing for the show. And I get a message from Gray Albright saying, hey, did you hear Zach Gallen's coming up? I'm like, what? So truth be told, it was Gray Albright who broke the news on Zach Gallen's call up to the major leagues. Good morning, Gray. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem at all. Also, if I could break some more news.
Break it.
It sounds like Pete Alonso is going to hit 65 home runs this year. Breaking news.
Okay, we'll mark you down for that one. You're one out of two, that's for sure. But anyway, that is true. That is absolutely true. Gray sent me the message, and then, of course, I had to do my reporting and digging. I'm still doing it right now, by the way, as we speak. It's really kind of crazy. Okay.
Go ahead. I wish I could take full credit for it, and I totally will. So if anyone wants to not pay attention to what I'm about to say, but last night, Zach Galen's friends on Reddit were talking about how his family were making arrangements to fly to St. Louis to watch him pitch in his debut. So I was just going off of what other people were saying. So I don't have any direct line to Zach Galen or the Marlins. I rely on Mish to confirm all Marlins-related material. So I did tell you to double-check on Galen for Thursday, but I didn't necessarily. You know, I'm just going off what other people were saying.
No, Gray Albright broke the news. Gray Albright.
I did think it. It's true.
You should post it on Twitter that you were the one that told me. I'll make sure you get the credit for that. Okay, so
I actually, you know, in reality,
would you wait till we're done with the segment, please?
When you tweeted that Zach Galen was coming up, I just assumed you were going to tweet, hey, you know, Gray Albright and Razzball just told me that Galen's coming up, and he's right. He is coming up. I just assumed you were going to give me actual credit.
I gave you radio credit. I gave you listen, radio credit's bigger than Twitter credit. Come on, man. You know that. Listen,
yeah,
we are going to not even have time for this segment. We're running out of time already. We don't even have three up, three down today. Listen.
I hear that radio just currently moved in front of sending a message in a bottle as the 12th best form of communication.
we now have eight people listening to the show. Okay, so here we go, Gray. Three up, three down. Let's do this, please, and we can talk about Galen. Would you say his name right, by the way? Galen, G-A-L-L-E-N. Okay. Three up.
I can barely pronounce my own name correctly. Thank you, Ben. I know.
Okay, here we go. The A's scored 16 runs last night, 5 home runs. Bo Taylor, who is that? Don't know. Chad Pinder, Steven Piscotty, and Ramon Laureano all went deep. Laureano had 4 hits. That's my first 3 up. How about you? Go.
Okay. Now, this is going to sound a little oxymoronic, and I understand if people think I'm being sarcastic, but my first 1 up is Herman Marquez and Zach Wheeler. I will now explain. And no, I don't have marbles in my head. So hear me out. If you drafted Herman Marquez or Zach Wheeler this year, or whoever drafted them this year, they did so because of their second half last year. So to give up on them now, before they're even able to get in the zone in the second half, is just foolish. You have to give Herman Marquez and Zach Wheeler more time. I feel like they're about to turn their seasons around. And if you look at their peripherals, they look much better than their ERA.
Yeah, and just as long as Marquez doesn't get blown up at Coors, he's a stud. Gray, we've gotten to the point where it's just impossible to pitch there again. Like, you just can't. I mean, in a weekly league, you can't do anything about it, but in a streaming league, you can. Anyway, Andy Singleton, who you guys know from doing a lot of great fantasy work across the country, he's part of my second 3-up. He tweets out yesterday, hashtag fantasy football Twitter should be banned from April to July. Take that time off, spend it with your loved ones, start a new hobby instead of a hot take. I can't agree more with Andy Singleton. It is baseball season, and at least through June and into like July, like there's nothing else for me to talk about, and that's why I do baseball here. That's my second 3-up, 3-down. Gray, what's your second?
Okay, my second one is also a bit of an oxymoron, but I'm going to say pitchers who throw less than 90 miles per hour are on the up. So now what I'm saying is, it's a little bit of a conspiracy theory, but if you go back to like the early noughts, and all of these kids are seeing, you know, these guys throw really fast. And as these pitchers are coming up, velocity is the number one thing all pitchers want. They all want to throw hard. So now I'm saying that any pitchers who don't throw hard actually have an advantage, because hitters are more likely to see fast velocity. And if they see slow velocity, then suddenly they're thrown off. And they're not as good against these slow pitchers. For instance, Zach Greinke, Yamamoto, Mike Leake has been doing much better than his numbers would lead you to believe, considering he throws about 83 miles per hour. So, and then you have guys on the other end that throw hard, like Syndergaard, and they look awful. So I'm going to say, two up is my velocity is actually down.
You know what? Let's put that on Twitter after the show, Chris. That's the best take that you could possibly give. I mean, Gray's 100% right. And look at it, all the velo across the league. These teams are having trouble hitting the junk ball guys, the slow ball pitchers, the guys who have the arsenal. And that's a great, great point by Gray. My third three up, Brett Hull. Singing Gloria at the podium at the Blue Loose Parade. This has made its way on the internet, of course, so I thought it was hilarious. Brett Hull with the beer and the Gloria singing. Nothing better than that. How about your final one, Gray?
Yeah, well, about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was the first time, I was talking about how I wanted to buy a gun because my neighborhood has gotten bad. So my third up is, I've been watching on Amazon Prime, you can watch this reality show Top Shot, which is all about sharpshooters. It's amazing. I want to buy a cannon now. It's like the best show ever. I'm really into guns suddenly. Okay, that's my third up.
Great. All of a sudden, the most tame guy in the fantasy industry is buying guns. Great. Okay. Three down. Max Scherzer breaks his nose during a bunting drill. That's obvious. Greg, give me your first one in 30 seconds, if you wouldn't mind.
StatCast AI commercials during every MLB game about stealing percentages, and yet when they actually have the game, I never see the stealing percentages. They show it during commercials. I never see it in the actual game.
All right, Blue Jays Orioles combined 47-99 this season. That's my second one. Give me your second one again, 30 seconds, please.
Aaron Nola, unfortunately, he's having a tough season. And unlike some of my ups where I was saying there was going to be a turnaround for Herman Marquez or Zach Wheeler, I'm saying Aaron Nola, unfortunately, I don't think the turnaround is coming. It looks like the ship sailed for 2019, and the ship's name is the Titanic.
Wow. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We got through two of our three up, three downs with all the shenanigans that we just did here on the show. When we come back, Gray and I are going to dive into some of the other issues going on in fantasy, and we have a lot of news to talk about today, and I want to expand on that. Maybe we can find out from Gray some other pitchers that don't have the strong velo that are performing at a high level. You're listening to FNTSY. This is FST Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Razzball's Gray Albright is with us, and he'll be with us when we come back right after this.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here, along with Gray Albright from Razzball.com, where you guys can get some great, great information and optimization helping you set your lineups and streaming options in terms of pitching every single day, every single night, every single week. And Gray is with us here for one more segment. We'll mix in some fantasy baseball discussion, of course. Did you have a third three up, three down, by the way? Was it a good one? Was it worth mentioning or no?
No, none of my stuff is worth mentioning. Come on.
You want to hear mine? You want to hear the one that I didn't get in?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know. I think it was okay. Let me give it to you. You tell me.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, Chris is the boss. He says do it. Chris sees the rundown. That's why Chris knows. He's like, oh, Chris saw something good. Okay. Another celebrity, Gray, had photos hacked. This time it is Bella Thorne. And apparently she took nude pictures. A hacker got them and threatened to post them. And then Thorne posted them herself to get back at the hacker. And so I guess that's this is a true story. And then on The View, I know you watch that every day, Gray. On The View, Whoopi Goldberg.
I have it on in the background right now.
Okay, there you go. Whoopi Goldberg ripped her and said that she should know better, and Thorne is now going back at her. And this is all very sad for me, Gray, because I have two kids, and one of them watched the show on Disney Channel. No, she's not the hacker. She watched the show that Bella Thorne was on back in the day, and I'm scared to even say anything about it. I don't want her like Googling and looking around. So that was my third one.
Yeah, I had some thoughts about this because while I think it's an empowering move by Bella Thorne to release her own nudes, on the other hand, and maybe I shouldn't be using hands when I'm discussing this, but on the other hand, don't you think it's better to go to the police and say, hey, someone's blackmailing me and threatening to hack my phone, so maybe we can catch the hacker versus just saying, oh, here's all my nudes. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's really, like, I'm not, like, I don't take nudes recently, but I would say that it doesn't seem like the best course of action to be releasing them and to be like, so anytime anyone threatens you, you just say, well, here's all my stuff. Here's the password because someone's going to ask me anyway.
There you go. There you go. You got it right. You hit the button on the phone again. Okay, Gray Albright is with us here as we're talking fantasy. So let's kind of go deeper into this and expand because you're right. Jordan Yamamoto made his debut against the Cardinals throwing like an arsenal of a bunch of stuff, basically, no heat, and he shut them down twice. I mean, did you see it all? I only saw like the highlights of Logan Allen, who made his debut last night. He struck out 5 in 7 innings pitched. He gave up 3 hits. You alluded to some other pitchers. I would also say Kyle Hendricks is in that category. Porcello, who had success, was in that category. And I think it's a good point you bring up, Gray, because as we see these pitchers kind of develop in reality and fantasy, it may be about sticking one of these arsenal guys as opposed to heat in a rotation. And if they're pitching around guys that are throwing 95, 96, these teams just can't adjust to it. It seems like that's what's happening.
Yeah, well, up until DeGrom's great start yesterday, Vargas was the best Mets pitcher, according to ERA, and he throws like 84 miles per hour on a good day. Right. And Sabathia has had a lot of success, and he's barely topping out at like 88 nowadays. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's really, like, not to put a tinfoil hat on here, but I really think there's something to my conspiracy that if everyone's throwing hard, hitters are going to expect hard. So when you come in, it's like here for the average Joe that is listening, not that there's average Joe's listening, but just let's just assume there's average Joe's listening. And you go into a batting cage at the amusement park and you're like looking at 90 mile per hour fastballs in the batting cage. And then you walk over to the 75 mile per hour batting cage. Your first pitch you see, you're all off balance. Even though the 75 was a lot easier to hit originally, if you're seeing 95, 95, 95, and then someone comes along and throws 85, you're like, whoa, what is that chunk?
Yeah, and I think that we're seeing that. And again, people who are asking me, obviously, Gray, a lot of questions about Miami and the Marlins, like we always talk about it offline, about Yamamoto, and he made those two starts against the Cardinals. I'm not really sure what to make of it because the Cardinals in June are arguably the worst hitting team in the National League and 29th in Major League Baseball. And so when you're kind of streaming, Gray, and you're looking at pitchers, and I know that you're very successful at this, especially also in the only leagues, the NL in particular, when you're looking to add players, what are some of those things that you look at? Do you look at advanced stats on how teams are doing recently? I would have never known that the Cardinals would be last in all of baseball in hitting had I not have a million followers from St. Louis to tell me that yesterday, and now it kind of makes more sense. That's not to take away Gray from Yamamoto. It's just if I knew that going in, maybe I would have had these kind of expectations. You follow?
Yeah, no, I follow totally. I have one point to make on an overall sort of way. I think that a lot of times team fans have, you know, the best intentions, but they also get like they get so down and so up on their players that like if you tell me that like the Cardinals fans are down on the Cardinals when they're losing, I'm not surprised because, you know, but in reality, the lineup isn't great. I mean, so are we seeing something special from Yamamoto, or is it the fact that the Cardinals just aren't very good? Maybe 6-1, half a dozen of another.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Yamamoto, I mean, he is interesting because, you know, I mean, as you know, he's got solid command and he's got a bunch of junky pitches that could, if you're like, I feel like he's one of those guys who could have good success going around the league the first time because no one knows what to expect. And everyone's like, I don't know, he's a pitcher. We'll see what happens. And then they go out there and they get a bunch of junk and they're like, I can't hit that. Forget it. It's like, So, but then once they understand who he is and they're like, we could lay back a little bit and wait a little bit on his, junk he's throwing, then maybe his success, tails off after people have seen him. But I think Yamamoto is a solid get in most deeper mixed leagues and obviously NL only where everyone's owned.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. I mean, for me, I didn't bid much on him in our fab auction on Sunday. You didn't either. And then somebody threw like 150 at him, and I was like honestly secretly laughing like, oh, this guy has no idea. I don't even remember who ended up getting him. But now, look, I mean, for 150 fab dollars, if you get two more good starts from this guy, it's worth that little fab budget that you pay. Let's switch over to offense here for a minute, because two subjects that we've been talking about here on the show, Gray, in Ketel Marte and Hunter Renfroe, those have been really hot topics in terms of power and guys who are having really great seasons. And any reason to think that these two players, one or the other, more sustainable in terms of power the rest of the way?
Different things. I would say Marte is hitting the ball like he's never hit before, and his launch angle has been adjusted. So his homer per fly ball is way up from any other year, but his fly balls are also up. I think we're seeing a different hitter with Marte. To be totally honest, I don't necessarily know if it's going to continue at this rate, but I do think, like, I would put him down for 35 homers, and I don't expect it. Like, I'm not saying, he's necessarily going to hit 50 homers, which is probably his pace right now. But I do think he's going to probably hit like 35. I mean, I don't see Marte necessarily falling off. And also, like, the Diamondbacks attempted to institute a humidor last year, which I don't think the results on that are super mixed. I mean, with the juiced bowl this year, every stadium should have a humidor, but that's beside the point. But I don't think, like, Arizona is still a good hitting park. I think everyone's hitting home runs. I don't necessarily, like, betting right now, I feel like if you're betting the under on total homers for any player, you're going to take the over on every single player, except maybe David Dahl.
Yeah, even in a 7-day week with David Dahl playing at Coors, where they scored a billion runs last week, I think he hit one or something like that.
Do we have time for a quick David Dahl theory?
Yeah, I'm about a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So earlier this year, he had an oblique injury, and it looked like something that was serious. He got it when he was swinging. So then he came back after 10 days, which is the minimum amount of time. And he said he was fine. Now, he also, at that point, he adjusted his swing, and now he's hitting a ton of ground balls and line drive, which hasn't been bad for his average thus far, but he's definitely cut down on his power. I think his oblique's still an issue, and I don't think we're ever going to get – we're not going to see more than 17 homers from Dahl this year, even in Coors.
Yeah, I agree with you. Real quick, Razzball.com. Gray, we have a minute to go in the segment. Give me the best information that people can get onto the site and get some good baseball information before you go.
You can go onto Razzball and you sign up for the tools. You get a 3-day trial, and it shows the projections for every single hitter and every single pitcher for the next week. So anyone in a weekly league, in a DFS, in a daily league, anyone can use this, and it's very simple, and it shows everyone's projection.
All right, great. Listen, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week. You're doing a phenomenal job with me. I really appreciate you coming on. We'll talk next week. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go away.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to PointsBet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's PointsBet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. And thanks again to Gray Albright for coming on the show. Gray will join us. I think we've kind of determined on Wednesdays seems to be the sweet spot for him. So he'll be on with us every Wednesday. Mike Alexander will join us a little bit later in the show. Second hour Hall of Famer Andre Dawson on our Way Back Wednesday segment. As always, if you have a question, you can call 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Don't forget to download the FNTSY app so you can make sure you hear my show 24/7 on demand or live, however you like it. In fact, my wife, probably one of the main listeners on this show here, she asked me the other day, she's like, I got the FNTSY app. Are there any other apps that I could listen to this on? And I said, sure. And we downloaded on her phone Stitcher and iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And so therefore, any opportunity for you guys to listen to the show, you can do it. If you missed the beginning, earlier part of the show, FNTSY, we break news here, okay? It's what I'm here to do. We broke news. Zach Gallen called up by the Miami Marlins. He's going to start tomorrow. Pablo Lopez, who I own in too many leagues, is going on the injured list. He's back where I am here in South Florida getting tests on his shoulder. So certainly I'm a big fan of his, and I hope that certainly he is okay, and we'll continue to monitor that situation. I'll be back on the show tomorrow. We'll have Matt Modica on the program talking pitching and talking baseball. So Matt will be able to weigh in on some of these pitching issues and possibilities that we have, as well as other guests. I'll have to look at my guest list and see who we have coming on the show tomorrow. Okay, before we go any further, we got to get your ideas on what you want to hear me talk about on the show. So it's time to play another edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
All right, you make the call today. We got three topics. Nothing really too outlandish on the show today. Came up with these three yesterday. Remember to go on my Twitter handle, at Craig Mish. You can vote right now, at FNTSY Radio is another great way to vote. And Chris Bavona is going to post these for you, so you guys can make the full complement of your decision, and then I will do a segment on that, right? I mean, how many shows in the country give you the opportunity to have three topics, and then you pick the best one? You pick the one you want, and then I'm going to do it. And does that mean that I'm prepared to do it? Maybe, maybe not. You don't know. You don't know what's here on my screen, what I've prepared and what I have them for. So surprise me. Give me something you don't think that I can talk about, and I'll do it. Choice A, BABIP leaders, batted balls in play. I went on a local radio show here in Miami this morning, and we talked about BABIP. They asked me what it was, and I thought, oh, are there really people who don't know what it is? Let me talk about it if somebody's interested. So BABIP leaders is choice A. Choice B is baseball's possible trades. So you would vote for choice B, MLB possible trades. I'll talk about those. And C, this is an interesting topic. I really would prefer to do this topic. So if you guys vote, please vote C. Because I had fun. I have fun all the time talking about these old fantasy baseball games. Not the games that we play right now online. Get, you know, we've gotten so high tech through the years. I'm talking about like the old school fantasy games. I don't want to even give suggestions, but you can let me know at Craig Mish, at FNTSY Radio, and you can vote right now for sure. So that's how you do it. You make the call, pick the next FST topic. A, BABIP leaders. B, MLB possible trades. C, old fantasy baseball games. That's how you do it. Our best of segment's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Let me go ahead and give you an idea of what's going on in baseball today as we take a look at the scores. Now, normally, as you guys know, if you listen to the show and you've gotten into the routine of it, you understand that every day at some point I'm going to go through the schedule in Major League Baseball and give you some potential streaming options, some pitchers, some things that I like for the day. And this is just, you know, really strictly for fantasy for the most part. I will throw in occasionally some betting odds and things of that nature. We have some great people who do that across the board here at Sports Grid. So I thought that I would just give you the fantasy perspective on this. Now, keep in mind, we usually do this at about 1:40 Eastern, but on Wednesdays and Thursdays, because there are several afternoon games, I'm going to do this on Wednesdays and Thursdays in the first hour because I won't, you know, a lot of games will be started by the time we do the second hour. So here we go. We got the Astros and Reds. They are in a rain delay right now. It will be Garrett Cole and Tyler Molly when they get this thing started. Cole 6-5 with a 3.67. Molly 2-7 with a 4.33. Are they going to play these games today in Washington? I have no idea. They've been rained out two nights in a row. They're supposed to play today at 1:10 Eastern. And it'll be Eflin and Corbin, apparently, are the starters in this game. They've moved guys around constantly. And, of course, Scherzer got hit in the nose. And there's a report this morning saying that he will start the second game of the doubleheader today. So we will see. But either way, Phillies and Nationals today in the nation's capital. Eflin 6-6 with a 2.81. He's been really good. Corbin 5-5 with a 4.11. This is the third day in a row I've given you Corbin stats, and he hasn't pitched. Hopefully this will be the last. Rays and Yankees will play in New York at 1:10 Eastern. It will be Blake Snell, the Cy Young Award winner from last year. Has not had quite the year that he had a season ago. And, of course, he spent some time on the injured list. 4-5 with a 3.70. CC Sabathia, 3-4 with a 4.42. I'm sure that some of you saw the reports yesterday that not only did Edwin Encarnacion hit a home run for the Yankees last night, but they sent Clint Frazier to the minors. And I believe there were some reports that were circulating that Frazier had not yet reported to the minors. So the intrigue continues. I would guess that Frazier ends up getting moved, but he's certainly not. If indeed this is the case, he is not doing himself any favors, believe me. And the Yankees cannot be pleased. Orioles and A's. Orioles are really struggling. I mean, 31 games under 500. They got off to that decent start in April. That's gone. Yakabonis will start for Baltimore. Chris Bassitt for Oakland. They put up 16 on Baltimore yesterday. We'll see what they do today at 3:37 Eastern time. Bassitt is 3-3 with a 3.68. Laureano has really played well for Oakland. And I drafted him a couple leagues. I think I may have cut him in one. Disappointing, a bad move by me. 3:40 Eastern. Padres have played well against the Brewers. Brewers are great, it seems like, at home, but they got on the road. They're a different team. Kyle Davies starts for Milwaukee. He's 7-1 with a 2.60 earned run average. Matt Strom starts for San Diego. He's 2-6 with a 4.66 earned run average. And Milwaukee just kind of desperate to get some road wins, I would think, at this point. We got the Royals and Mariners, 6:40 Eastern. It will be Kyle Keller, 3-8 with a 3.97. He's actually been okay for them. Soler's got 20 home runs now, so KC at least has a couple of guys in their lineup that can hit. Soler, Merrifield specifically. For Seattle, Marco Gonzalez had that great year last year, hasn't been able to really do the same thing this year, although he is 7-6 with a 4.50 earned run average. That second game of the doubleheader, if Scherzer starts tonight for Washington, it'll be against Jake Arrieta. Arrieta 6-5 with a 4.31 earned run average. Tigers and Pirates tonight. Yuck, don't think I'm going to watch this one. Jordan Zimmermann off the injured list is pitching 0-4 with a 5.93. Zimmermann was great in the spring, and then the season started, and it was back to Zimmermann again. And Trevor Williams, of course, recently off the injured list as well, 2-1 with a 3.33 earned run average. And I look forward to see specifically what Trevor Williams can do. He had that great year last year, but injuries have slowed him down this year. 7:07 Eastern, Andrew Heaney against Aaron Sanchez. The Blue Jays lost again yesterday. They are 21 games under 500. Angels are 37 up, 37 down. And Sanchez, 3-8 with a 5.04. He was good until he had those blisters. He hasn't been the same since. Stroman yesterday after the game said that he kind of understands the business, expects to be traded. I would expect them to trade Sanchez as well. Toronto's in a full tear down rebuild mode. They're going to lose 100 this year. They could lose 100 next year. And it's really a different day for them. Always a team that tries to compete. But when you're playing in the division with the Yankees, the Rays, and the Red Sox, what would be the point for Toronto this year to try and win 75 games? There's none. The tanking is not acceptable. That word is not acceptable. For the Blue Jays, it is acceptable, okay? They need a couple of years of rebuild for sure. Braves and Mets, Steven Matz against Max Fried. Fried 7-3 with a 4.11. His ERA has basically doubled in the last month. The Mets will have Steven Matz on the bump, 5-4 with a 3.93. Jeff McNeil hit a home run last night. So did Peter Alonso. Alonso, 24 home runs, 57 RBIs. Gray Albright says he's hitting 60. Indians and Rangers, it'll be Adam Plutko against Palumbo for Texas. The Indians, Plutko 3-1 with a 4.63, Palumbo no record, 9 ERA tonight. Hunter Pence for the Rangers, their best hitter arguably this year, is on the injured list, so keep an eye on that. Eloy Jimenez homered for the White Sox yesterday. He's starting to pick it up a little bit. They're at the Cubs today. And in this Windy City matchup, it'll be really interesting because Lucas Giolito's back on the mound for the White Sox with 10 wins, 10-1 with a 2.22 earned run average. John Lester 5-5 with a 4.08. May not be a bad game for the Tube tonight. We'll have to check that out. Red Sox and Twins, Eduardo Rodriguez 7-4 with a 4.67. Kyle Gibson 7-3 with a 3.70 earned run average. The Twins, of course, 24 games over 500. The Red Sox are 5 games over. Marlins and Cardinals tonight. Trevor Richards for Miami. He had a rough start last time out. Daniel Ponce de Leon will get another shot in the big leagues to throw tonight. I think he's got some pretty good stuff, but we'll see what the results are. Cardinals 37-35. Marlins are 26-45. Rockies and Diamondbacks. John Gray, fresh off that wild weekend of walking in the pitcher for the winning run, will face off against Zach Greinke, who is just ageless at this point. Doesn't matter what his velo is. Doesn't matter how he's pitching in the spring, in April. Always ends up having a good year at the end of the year, even on Arizona with them 2 games over 500. Greinke's 8-2 with a 2.65. John Gray 6-5 with a 4.38. Ketel Marte, 20 home runs, 58 runs driven in on the season. That is just a player that I wish I had this year. And then the final game on the slate, Giants and Dodgers, Pomerantz and Rich Hill. Hill 4-1 with a 2.60. Pomerantz has pitched much better lately, but overall he's 2-6 with a 6.43. And that is the afternoon and evening schedule today. Let me give you a couple of players for those of you who were playing in DFS. I know you got to get your lineups here in about 10 minutes, so let me give them to you. Mike Moustakas not in the lineup for the Brewers today, so no interest in him. Get him out for sure. Sean Newcomb, the pitcher for the Braves, who was starting and then put on the bullpen, of course, was hit in the head the other day by JT Realmuto off the bat, and he's going to be on the 7-day concussion list. So in both season-long, daily, DFS, whatever, no use for Newcomb for the time being. The Rays placed Yandy Diaz on the 10-day injured list. Second time he's been on the injured list this season. 11 home runs, 31 RBIs for him. Get him out. And the Astros activated Jose Altuve from the 10-day injured list today, but it's questionable as to whether he's going to play, not because of him, but because it is still raining in Cincinnati. It is raining in South Florida. It feels like it is raining everywhere in the country. So that is the schedule for Major League Baseball. Coming up next, we'll do a little best of first hour of the show. Coming up in hour number two, we'll check in with Mike Alexander, who works for Fantasy Alarm, does a really good job there. We'll dive into some buy or sell on some players. And then at 1:40 Eastern, a special guest. We'll have Hall of Famer Andre Dawson on the show, as he'll discuss some past success and certainly the game today. And I'll ask him why all the home runs are being hit. Just some really intriguing hitting stories from the Hawk, who I got to know and still know from many years living in South Florida, where I do. So we'll put a bow on hour number one with some best of. We'll come back for hour number two. And we will also take your calls. Don't forget, 844-843-6879. My name is Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY. And we'll be back in just 2 minutes with more of the show. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MaidSailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Marlins' best pitching prospect, arguably the best pitching prospect in all of baseball, is getting called up. He's going to start for the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow. His name is Zach Gallen. If you don't know anything about him, let me give you his stats. He has thrown 14 games this season. He has a 9-1 record with a 1.77 earned run average. He's given up 48 hits in 91 innings. He has struck out 112 times, and that's the good news. Here's the bad news. Pablo Lopez of the Marlins, and I'm getting messaged as we're doing the show here, Chris, so just keep this in mind. Bear with me. I'm going to need you more today than I've needed you in a while, okay? Not sure of the severity of Pablo's shoulder injury. Pablo Lopez, who I think most people had really high hopes for this season, but he did have a shoulder issue last year. It looks like it has crept back up again this year, and he is going on the injured list today or tomorrow. And this is a tough injury for those of you who own Lopez, especially in your leagues, in your 12 and 14, 15 team leagues, because I don't think this is going to be of the short-term variety from what I'm hearing. This is something that could keep him out a while. So certainly when it comes to a Major League Baseball player or any player in the big leagues, you hope for the best. But for those of you who have leagues where you're playing in first come, first serve, right now, jump in your league and go get Zach Gallen. Ray sent me the message, and then, of course, I had to do my reporting and digging. I'm still doing it right now, by the way, as we speak. It's really kind of crazy. Okay.
Go ahead. I wish I could take full credit for it, and I totally will. So if anyone wants to not pay attention to what I'm about to say, but last night, Zach Gallen's friends on Reddit were talking about how his family were making arrangements to fly to St. Louis to watch him pitch in his debut. So I was just going off of what other people were saying. So I don't have any direct line to Zach Gallen or the Marlins. I rely on Mish to confirm all Marlins related material. So I did tell you to double check on Gallen for Thursday, but I didn't necessarily, you know, I'm just going off what other people are saying.
No, Gray Albright broke the news. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.